Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Siva. Siva, will you let us know where you live and what you do?
Hi, thanks for having me here. So my name is Siva. I'm the CEO and founder of LA Analytics, and I live in San Francisco.
Great. So will you let us know something about your business? What inspired you to start this business?
Sure. So let me actually start a little bit earlier before this business. Mm-hmm. So my first business was a digital marketing agency, and I scaled it, me and my partner, we scaled it to 130 employees and transitioned to a self-managed model. And we can talk about that later. Because like it's not every day you see agency or consultancy type businesses transition to that model and growing and profitable. During that time, we were actually responsible for revenue growth from digital marketing channels. And to do that, we needed to understand like what's actually working, how does the sales funnel look like, and do the analytics stuff. We started doing it for our own purposes and then essentially spinned it out into a separate company. Originally, it was bootstrapped. We just used our own resources and then raised some first external money. And now we're scaling it here in US, and it's a hybrid business model. So it's, you can call it tech-enabled services. So on the one hand, we provide analysts who actually dive deep into your reports and attribution, that kind of stuff. And at the same time, we are building and using our own platform with data streaming, data warehouse, attribution, and reports. And it's all under a subscription business model. Mm.
Perfect. So what do you believe sets your product apart from your competitors?
So think about different types of businesses. When you have e-commerce, pure e-commerce businesses, there are mm-hmm. a lot of solutions for them, like Triple Whale, Northbeam, Rockerbox, and others. Mm-hmm. They are mostly self-service. They are mostly under 1K per month.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have to set up them correctly. But in the end, it's not that complex. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of the equation, you have businesses like healthcare practices, beauty salons, car dealerships, home services, and things like that. They still mm-hmm. use digital channels for lead generation, but they can't use those standard tools. And the only option currently market provides them is that you should hire data engineers, marketing analysts, someone, and essentially build your own data stack from scratch, except for data streaming. Data streaming mm-hmm. is standardized, but mm-hmm. data warehouse, it's your responsibility. Attribution, it's your responsibility. Building reports with that, it's still your responsibility. And that's very complicated, time-consuming, expensive, without guarantee that you will get usable reports in a expected amount of time. And this is where we come in. So we have our own team with like dozens, over hundreds of cases behind them. We have our own platform that's mm-hmm. specifically designed for that kind of cases. We're essentially recreating full history interactions with customers. From web interactions, app interactions, CRM data, calls, forms, emails, everything, and apply attribution models to that data and build reports on top of that data. So we're targeting small and medium-sized businesses that want to have those kinds of attribution and reports, but don't have resources for that yet.
Okay. So in this, I believe, again, still this is a complex process, and I'm not sure, like, how do you acquire new customers? I can understand, you must be handling your social media, you must be marketing your product via social media, but like, what is the exact process of like how you acquire the new customers and retain existing ones? Because I believe your competition is still a lot in the market.
Well, actually, our biggest competitor is just doing nothing and Still using like standard Google Ads and Facebook Ads reports and Google Analytics and manual reports and Google Sheets or something like that. Because like if you think about marketing managers, directors, before a certain point, they know that their analytics sucks. But it's not the biggest priority because they have to think about the product, landing pages, pricing, channels, team, CRM marketing, everything. After a certain point, when they start growing, it's becomes like the top three problem, and they look for solution. But after they found something, some kind of solution, even like hiring someone, like a freelancer, agency, in-house team, if those people don't screw up, they won't change it because like it's going somewhere. So in our case, the biggest problem is timing and trust. But once we've acquired the customer and started working with them and delivered value, we're having essentially like extremely long-term cohort and retention rate because we become part of the infrastructure. Clients our reports to discuss their strategy for next year, to make budget allocation, to optimize channels, to set goals for their team and agencies, to understand like what happened to their sales last week, by growing or falling. So of course it depends on how it all work, but in our case, like I'm really proud of our retention rate and the value that we are providing to our customers. And from the financial point of view, like it's typically just a few percent of their ad spend. You obviously get much more value from it, just optimizing slightly your budget allocation or turning on and off different creatives and campaigns that increase efficiency. So it's not a problem of pricing. It's a problem of timing and trust. And what we're doing about that is, first of all, we're starting sponsoring conferences. I think we did four of them this year, and that allows us to speak to potential customers in person, show them that like we're here, we're real humans, we're experts in what we're doing, and establish that connection and go from there. The second channel, it's partnerships with fractional CMOs, so those people who are invited to help rebuild marketing and scale revenue, and they see that okay, this specific company they need proper full funnel analytics, and they can invite us when it's relevant, when it's time to do that. Third channel, it's email outreach. In our case, it's not like short emails like, hey, we're doing this thing, let's talk. And actually, in our case, it's exactly the opposite. It's very long emails with a lot of technical details, with screenshots of reports. And once they see, oh, I'm struggling with my manual reporting, I want to see things like that, let's talk. And the last one, the fourth channel, it's Upwork, actually.
You are like how you work on Upwork, like you.
Actually, a lot of marketing directors and even executive CEOs, when they think about reporting and attribution, they start with like very small tasks, like I need to automate this daily report, and they go to Upwork, and we help them solve that specific problem. And then they see who we are, what we do, and they're open to discussing the next steps, how to improve it, how to make it better, how to make better attribution, how to make better decisions from the data they have. And like I said, the ROI and pricing is not a big deal. Like it's very efficient. You can make much more money when you have proper data. It's more about trust and timing. And we are buying it, solving small problems for our clients.
That's a smart move, by the way. So, what are your plans for growth or expansion in future? Like, what are your long-term goals?
There are a few things. So the first one is we want to scale with our existing business model. All of those channels that I mentioned, they are working. They are bringing high quality leads and customers. There are like single digit number of customers from each of those, and we want to scale all of those, or at least Even one of those channels is enough for scaling. We will continue doing partnerships, conferences, outreach, and Upwork. And it will be enough to scale probably 3, 4, 5 times next year. It's a relatively low base, but still, it will be nice. The other thing I'm thinking right now is, we've started developing AI agents that will help us automate 80% of our work. So, like, this is the biggest limit for the scaling. Our business model is less dependent on people than agency business models, but still, we invest like up to 400 hours of our team's time to set up and build everything for a new client. So it's like,
Makes sense.
it's, yeah.
So in terms of short-term goals, what you're looking for within 3 to 6 months, like is it related to something increasing the
Revenue 2 times,
revenue?
scale revenue 2 times with existing channels, processes, and team, and build an MVP of those AI agents to help solve, help like maybe lower our time of our team by 10%. The idea there is that, like, I think 50% of our team's time goes into figuring out why, like, some leads or clients are not attributed as intended, why there are not enough IDs in the CRM system, why there are duplicates. So previously it was not technically possible to automate it because, like, it's, you have 20 data sources and most of them are in control of other people, like how do they set up their CRM system, website, and stuff like that. And this is why people struggle with this whole thing in the first place. And this is why it requires experts and our experts to deal with all of that. But I see a potential and first signs of success that we'll be able to automate that 80% of that work. So the AI will control the quality of your data, reasons why it's not that good enough. At first will suggest how to fix that, and later even fix it, like literally like going to API and fixing your UTM tags, some settings, and so on. So I'm pretty excited, like those very complex things that requires expertise and people will be automated, and it was not possible like a year ago.
Okay. So till now, like what was your most aha moment that you enjoyed a lot in your business, obviously?
You mean aha moment for our clients, right? Well, the biggest aha moment is when they see, like, okay, with their previous reporting, that they thought that these channels and these creatives were the top performing, and they generated maybe a ton of cheap leads, and they were happy about it. But then they see that those leads actually are not converting to real sales at a sufficient rate. And actually, like, more expensive creatives and campaigns are actually bringing the actual customers, and they see it, and they like, wow, I didn't know that, and now I can fix it, reallocate budget, change slightly my strategy to like better messaging and better targeting and creatives, and now we're actually getting maybe the same amount of leads but much more customers. It's more efficient, and this is like the best aha moment. And the second one, when they see actual full history of interactions, because like clients I mentioned, they typically have higher AOV, longer sales cycle, multiple touch points with their customers. And then when they and then they can see like, okay, we've got this customer from Facebook, and then they return from organic search, and then they subscribe to our newsletter, and then they got this email, and then remarketing, and then they subscribe, like, ask it for a call or a demo or something, or made an appointment to a clinic. And like seeing that, like what's actually going on with your customers, that's create like a wow effect.
That's awesome. Good to hear that. So you said like in short-term goals, you might be going to look for a 2x revenue. So like what are the challenges you are facing at this time to achieve this goal?
I don't see like really significant challenges at this point. Everything works. We just need to do it better. We need to
That's
hire a
nice.
couple more people. We are actually like working on our on we've started offering pre-audit to our clients. So we go through their data and suggest like what exactly can we do for them. So we're improving that process. And we're thinking about like a simplified product under 1K per month. So it's even easier to start building reports with us and then scale to like main product.
Perfect. So, Siva, there will be some entrepreneurs who will be watching this podcast. So they must be looking for an advice from your side. What will be the biggest piece of advice you can give to an entrepreneur who is going to follow your footprints or maybe going to start their business?
It's hard to give general advices, but the thing I'd love to know earlier is for the 18 years, I've been bootstrapping all my businesses. And I was pretty successful at it, but it took so long to get to scale. And with Ellie, I've raised first external round of investments. And like in the first 3 months after that, we did more than in previous year. So especially if you're agency business or you run an agency business previously, or you like never had that experience. So in my head, there were a lot of thoughts like, why should I do it? What happens? Can I lose control? Is it too much responsibility for me on top of what I have already? But in the end, it played out perfectly. And I'm really happy that I considered it and did it. So that would be an advice, like don't be scared of raising money to build your business faster.
Yeah, that's a nice piece of advice, I think. So Siva, if someone wants to reach you, someone wants to know about anything about your business, about your product, please share your social media handles or a contact from where someone can reach you.
Of course, yeah. I'm active on LinkedIn. I'll be more active on Twitter next year. So those two would be the main one, and obviously an email.
Can you share the handles, please?
Yeah, social media.
You can just spell over there within the video, and we will let them.
Oh, okay. It's the LinkedIn handle is Seva Justinov.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitter, let me, it's probably the same, but I need to check. Yeah, it's the same. Seva Justinov.
Nice, awesome. So, Seva, thanks for joining us today, and it was really a pleasure talking to you today. So have a good day and stay in touch.
Yeah, have a good day and happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.